Hello, my name is Rem TGM.
And I'm BCA.
And I'm Super Mega Man 10.
And welcome to Memes Throughout the Ages.
It's another Friday.
Yeah. Hey. Hey.
Yeah.
Can we not start with this?
Okay.
Please.
Okay.
I'm sure they just love hearing Skibbity Toilet at the beginning of every episode, DCA.
Yeah.
Okay. Welcome back to the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's been 11 months.
No, it wasn't.
It's been a week. NOS unboxing, but not really since it's the can one, and it's not gonna do anything.
No, that's boring.
Yeah, I know.
Wait, isn't it, like, the 3-year anniversary of saying so it's been 11 months?
Huh?
It's not May yet.
It's gonna be May.
But didn't we say it during the month of April?
What?
Didn't we say it during the month of April?
No, because we stopped doing the podcast in June of 2020, and then we came back in May 2021.
You don't take over a city in a day. But you know who did?
The dehydration gun?
No, the Skibbity Toilets.
Shut up.
Shut up!
They took over the city. And then there were flying ones.
Morty, alright, so BCA, let's just get right into the meme. BCA, what is our meme for today?
Our meme for today is the TikTok Riz Party.
Oh yeah, go. I can't say the rest of that one.
Or just Quandil Dingle.
Yeah.
Quandil Dingle here.
I still can't believe that man who kept his computer logged, his laptop logged in, started an entire genesis of memes. I just don't get it. I don't get...
Aren't you happy, Rem?
No.
Aren't you happy that
I'm
happened?
The furthest thing from happy.
Like, what if he hadn't kept his thing logged in?
I think the world would be a much better place.
Didn't like all the 20th century humor start because of Quandil Dingle?
Yeah, it all started.
And then that led to Brain Rot rom com.
Brain Rot Part 3. Yeah. Brain Rot really just stemmed from that.
You guys, what do you think we're... I've been apprehended for something.
For multiple crimes.
Why? Why do you do that?
I don't know why... Okay. I was gonna say... Jesus Christ, I don't know what I'm trying to say. I don't know why, but not the TikTok Riz Party, but the, Quandil Dingle. It's just not funny to me.
Wasn't that like episode like 23?
That was episode 25, actually.
Shut up.
So it would have been it's been 151 episodes since then. Alright, so the TikTok Riz Party. The TikTok Riz Party wasn't actually the TikTok Riz Party. So let me explain here. So the Morty. All right, so there was a video posted May 18th of 2023 by hold on, who posted it? Let me see here. Who posted it? It's like something.
Was it Blue Tie Kid Rap?
No. It was an organization that like records footage. I don't remember what they're called. It's like Iron something Island something. I can't remember.
Island.
That's my favorite island. That's a joke.
No.
I've never been there. I'm not on the flight list. Actually, I think I can.
Oh.
Yeah. All right. So they were there to record footage for just like TikTok in YouTube because that's what they do. And the TikTok Riz Party was filmed there. Now, this isn't actually the TikTok Riz Party. It was a Sweet 16 for someone there.
There is no such thing as a TikTok Riz Party.
The TikTok Riz Party doesn't exist. However, this was dubbed the TikTok Riz Party because people were like, "Oh, is this what the TikTok Riz Party was? Did it actually happen?" But no. This is not the TikTok Riz Party. So, let me quickly introduce you to the kids. So the kids in the video at the TikTok Riz Party, they were dancing and singing in unison, going back and forth, singing Carnival by Kanye West and Ty Dolla
$ign. Carnival is so good. Oh my god, I love Carnival.
Now you see
the TikTok Riz Party releases.
Now you see, the thing with Carnival by Kanye West and Ty Dolla $ign was that it was extremely heavily overrated and glazed.
Everyone loved it, and then when the TikTok Riz Party came out, everyone hated it.
Yes. This might have been the biggest switch up of all time. Before the TikTok Riz Party, everyone would say that Carnival was without a doubt 100% the greatest song on Vultures 1, which is Kanye West and Ty Dolla $ign's album. Now, I have been saying since the beginning that I think the song is overrated. It's not even in the top 5. Yeah. It's not.
Thanks, Kanye.
Yeah. Yeah.
Paris all so much? How can I be different today?
And, I'll introduce you to the kids in this video. We've got a few different characters here. We should start off with the leader. Super Mega Man 10, what is the name of the leader?
I do not know.
It's Blue Tie Kid. Oh. It's Blue Tie Kid, Super Mega Man 10.
Backpack Kid. Remember that guy?
Yeah.
Lost like a boss. I was on the Ellen show. I harassed my employees. Hi, I'm Dory. I forgot how to treat my employees right.
So there's the Blue Tie Kid. There's, who's the leader? You see, he's the leader of the TikTok Riz Party friend group.
He's the alpha, he's the leader there, he's the one they trust.
Yeah.
Yep.
All of that. There's the tomato, there's the second in command. White sweatshirt kid. He exists.
Yep.
Then there's Tomato Boy.
His name's Tomato Boy.
Because his cheeks are very red. So he looks like a tomato, so the joke is...
Rem, he's blushing because he's at the TikTok Riz Party.
Like, I know, I'd be doing the same thing.
What?
Honestly, I mean, come on, it's the TikTok Riz Party. Let's be
honest. Oh, yeah, true.
It's so cool.
I know.
Should do another TikTok Riz Party. We'd be there.
We should do our own TikTok Riz Party.
Shut up.
We should rent out a building.
No.
And, like,
no.
Give the address and then, like, see who shows up.
No.
Why?
How about we don't do that?
No, but that would be awesome.
No, it wouldn't.
Like, real life TikTok Riz Party, bro, that'd be awesome.
Okay. So, adding on to the meme here, and since we're speaking about starting a TikTok Riz Party, which we're not doing, there is a guy on TikTok by the name of Noah Glenn Carter, or something like that, I don't remember. He has been pushing to make a real TikTok Riz Party for, like, the last month. That is, like, all this guy talks about. I've seen multiple videos of him talking about the TikTok Riz Party. I'm so tired of it. He's the guy that I mentioned a while back who his house burned down.
Maybe he's on a list because he's thinking about kids so much.
Oh yeah, wait. Yeah, I want to start a TikTok Riz party of my own with all the those kids.
All those little kiddies.
I think he's only like 20.
Only.
Oh, wait. No. Hold on. T. Nichols would approve, though.
Graduation.
Let me fly you out. All right, so.
I'll give you graduation.
Graduation Kanye West.
Oh, and now and now.
Rem, is that the best song on the album?
They're going to flame. The Kanye fans are going to flame both of you for immediately singing that song.
Why?
Because okay.
That's the only Kanye song that I know.
Yeah, see, that's the issue. You're going to get flamed if you say that.
Oh, it's kind of like Eminem and Slim Shady.
Yeah. Yeah.
You say Eminem is, I'm Slim Shady,
So don't bring that up with any Kanye West fans.
That's my pronouns on the, so there's this app called Saturn that I use.
What am I hearing right now? Hold on, there's an app playing.
So there's this app that I use at school, right, called Saturn, and it tells me which class I have next.
It's my favorite planet.
Okay. and I set my pronouns to and I wonder.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I said it like 4-5 months ago. How long's school been going? It's almost over.
Super Mega Man 10, you've been pretty quiet.
I do not know how many days are left, but it is pretty short.
Yeah, your days are numbered.
Is that a reference?
For the seniors, they have less.
Days
are numbered. That's a reference to what EGAD says near the end of Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon for the Nintendo 3DS, released in 2013.
Is that?
Yeah.
Does he also say, I'm gonna take your effing life?
No, that's the guy from Husbandhood.
Come here and give me your liver.
Oh, that's funny.
Was that a meme?
I love Hazmat Hotel so much. I love it so much.
So that's what the TikTok
could definitely take a joke, and people that support her definitely aren't meat riding at all.
So that's what the TikTok Riz party was. A group of kids. Oh yeah, there's
Turkish Wandel Bingo.
Yeah. And also the kid in the background trying to fit in with the phone group.
Group leader, is this a cool dance? You see the kid that went up to him during lunch?
Yeah, that's so embarrassing. Like, you look more stupid than him.
Imagine being known in school as the TikTok Riz Party kid.
That'd be so sad. Actually, I can't say what I would probably do on the podcast, because that's family friendly.
Like, imagine, like sitting behind someone in class and, like, seeing you on their For You page and someone just making fun of you.
Oh, TikTok Riz Party.
See, this guy is the group leader.
Oh, yeah, and then there's the gold tie kid.
There's like, a whole bunch of lore. So, like, the gold tie kid is, like, trying to, like, overthrow, like, the blue tie kid.
Yeah, he's trying to take his spot.
And, like, Turkish Quandel Dingle's, like, building an army.
Yeah, but he said he's staying loyal, so I don't think it's gonna happen anymore.
Yeah.
What are we saying?
So stupid.
And then there's, there are a bunch of side characters. Like, there's Red Dress Girl. I don't know what her deal is.
There's a woman?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Did you look at the video? Did you see the people in the background? T. Nichols, no. T. Nichols, and Queso were there.
What?
As well. Yeah, people who looked like T. Nichols. Someone who looked almost exactly like T. Nichols was there. It probably was him.
Why was T. Nichols cool?
Well, I guess he flew out himself.
Graduation. When you get back, I'll give you graduation.
And, yeah, it's the TikTok Riz Party.
Speaking of T. Nichols, Dream isn't a bad person.
Hey.
Yeah.
We talked about this like 6 months ago.
Oh, did we?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, Dream isn't in EDP.
I still don't like him.
He still sucks, though, make fun of him. Done harassment. Oh, whatever.
TikToker's party. Kids dancing. Oh my god, these people are the same. These people are the same age. Shut up! Oh my god. Gibbity toilet.
What?
Exactly.
Okay, anyway.
These kids are the same. I swear to god, was that you? Was that you, BCA?
Yeah.
I'm gonna hurt you.
Who's the same age?
They're the same age as us.
Oh my god,
that
they
is
are.
Actually sad.
I thought it was like a middle school. I don't know if those are high schoolers. That looked like a middle school. And they're like rocking themselves back and forth, acting like there's people pushing them.
Yeah.
And there's that one kid trying to stay in frame.
That's the TikTok Riz party right there.
I love the TikTok Riz party.
There's the TikTok Riz party for you.
We should make our own.
No, stop. No.
Why don't we, Rob?
Stop right there, criminal scum.
What's wrong with making a TikTok Riz party?
It's cringe.
No.
Okay, if I have to list you every single reason why making a TikTok Riz party is bad, then that's...
Rem, we could make a funny YouTube bit. We could do
we're not content farming. We're not content farming human beings, okay? I'm not doing this. That's human trafficking.
Rem, we can make a huge YouTube bit where we go in front of the dollar store and try handing people flyers to the TikTokers.
No.
But that would be funny.
Okay, well, the first guy who tried to do that, it didn't work.
A guy tried doing that?
That's where the TikTok Riz Party joke came from.
Oh, it did.
Which you're going to be explaining to us right now in the origin, BCA.
Yeah.
Can you please tell us where this meme came from?
All right, hold on. The TikTok Riz Party, dude. Such a stupid name. All right. You're TikTok Riz Party. Alright, the origin photo of the TikTok Riz Party flyer was posted to an Instagram story. My Instagram user 23Ryan_sometime. Wow. 23Ryan_ sometime on or before May 11th, 2023. A full screenshot of 23Ryan_'s story was posted to X, aka Twitter, by user 33Euroa on May 11th, who wrote, "Florida is not real, crying emoji," alleging that the image was... Oh, I don't want a tax refund. Okay. Alleging that the image was taken in Florida, he gained 18 likes in 6 months. Fell off. Man, don't ever put no corny S like this on my car. And it's a picture of the TikTok Riz Party thing on someone's car.
So, to explain the Super Mega Man 10, can you explain what the flyer looks like?
Okay, if it can fully load for me. Okay, so it's... So there's a... what looks like to be a wrapper on the poster.
Wow.
That is a wrapper, I'm pretty sure.
Is he?
No, they just put some random guy on there.
Are you just assuming because there's like a...
Actually, yeah, kind of, I am.
There's a back black background with some red spray paint, that's what I'm seeing.
This is awful.
And then there's the TikTok symbol with TikTok Riz Party right next to it.
Yeah.
It says that it's happening on Thursday of May 18th. From 8 p.m. to 3 a.m.
Dude, we should have won.
No, we shouldn't have. Shut up.
Underneath the wrapper, it says free cover till 12 a.m. And on the top right corner, it looks like there's an age restriction.
Age restriction?
How old do you have to be? 18 plus?
Yeah, no one's going for that.
Rem, we'd have to, like, get, like, a trench coat and, like, stack ourselves, like, in the trench coat.
I just have to have not have shaved and cut my hair.
Oh, yeah.
I would have been allowed in.
Well, I don't think you would have been let in because... No, there's no children there, so it's fine.
What was the joke there?
Think about it. There's no children there.
And it says it's sponsored by...
Do you not... Rem! EDP!
I still don't get the joke.
Okay, I'll tell you later.
And on the poster, it says that it's sponsored by Toke.
What is a Toke?
I don't know. It just says sponsored by Toke.
Bro, whoever Toke is did not get their money back.
And the music is by DJ Play. That's what it says on the poster.
That's really good.
They should have Toke their money back.
Taken.
Hey, the joke was it said Toke.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, can I talk about the spread, please?
Yes, you can. Oh my god, Super Mega Man 10, yes you can.
Okay, on June 1st, 2023, the cropped image was posted by Instagram user Indian Hood Moments, gaining roughly 2,400 likes in 5 months. On June 7th, the image was posted by iFunnier Unrelenting Juggernaut, gaining roughly 3,400 smiles in 5 months. On June 13th, X-user Ablist posted the image, gaining roughly 12,000 likes in 5 months. The image started receiving reactions and memes on TikTok soon after, evident in a video posted by TikToker Lucas Dante, which received roughly 271,700 plays and 10,300 likes in 5 months. On July 3rd, 2023, TikToker Sherm101_ posted a stitch in which the punchline was the photo of the flyer, gaining roughly 1 million plays and 166,600 likes in 4 months. Hold on, I'm waiting to see if there's more information. It's taking a while for it to load.
While it's loading, I'm just gonna say we're not gonna go into the actual characters themselves because they just it's just straight up doxing at that point.
It's like saying their name.
Yeah, there are people that have found family vacation photos of them and just posted them. Yeah.
And image-based memes referencing the TikTok Riz Party went viral on Instagram in mid-2023. In late 2023, repost of the original image. Hold on, the website just restarted for me.
Boom. Bum 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 bum.
Bring that song to play to the Riz Party.
In late 2023, reposts of the original image continued to gain virality.
Wait, repost? That's kind of like Randy.
Gaining virality on platforms like Instagram. New video memes also surfaced on TikTok in late 2023.
Reposting? Rum pays 99 cents a month to be on Repost Randy's private chat room.
I do. Super Mega Man 10, that was it, right?
Yes, there are related memes as well, but I don't think we're going to get to that.
Yeah, because it's literally the same thing that we talked about. So, that's the meme.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The TikTok Riz Party. What a meme.
Why did we go?
Because we weren't invited.
Because it wasn't the TikTok Riz Party. It was a sweet 16 for some random person.
Well, we should have gone.
Oh, yeah, we should have. We should have just instinctively knew.
Yeah. Why? I wish like humanity like evolves that like we just get that urge to go to any wrist party that exists.
Yeah.
like we just know when it's gonna happen. And like the exact location.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
All right.
If I had like 3 wishes from a genie, that would be one of my wishes.
I wonder what the other 2 would be.
Oh. To be a baller or be taller? What?
That's a reference to the Skilo song.
Yeah, I know.
Then why did you say what?
Oh, because.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Alright, that's the meme. I really wanted to tell this joke. I've been itching to tell this joke. I haven't told this joke to anyone in the last 4 years.
Really?
5 years, actually.
What is a Pikachu?
Can I tell my joke?
No.
Oh.
Well, what's the joke, bro?
Okay, you haven't heard this gut buster in a while.
What does a Pikachu say on Halloween?
Shut up. It's not that. I'm gonna have to give you all background information on this. So, I just want to say, if you are in any way offended by any events from World War II, skip ahead to when I'm not telling the joke.
Okay.
So, it was 6th grade. I was in my English class, and it was the last class of the day, and I was bored out of my mind. So I looked at my teacher's shoes, and I was like, huh, what rhymes with shoes? And then I thought to myself, Jews.
Ram.
As in Jewish people, that is not a slur, even though it sounds like one. That is just what it means, okay? It sounds like a slur, it's not.
Not a slur.
It sounds like one.
Everything's a slur.
So I thought of the genius joke, and this one really cracked me up. I could not stop laughing.
Uh-huh.
You ready for it?
Yeah.
Why did Hitler wear sandals?
Why?
Because he hated the shoes. You see, it's a thinking man's joke.
Nice one.
You see, it's because shoes.
Nice and one. Jews you made fun of a global tragedy.
And Hitler didn't like Jewish people. And shoes rhyme with Jews, and Jews are Jewish people.
This is getting slowly less PG.
Well, this is historic. So.
No, it isn't.
But it is, though.
I don't think Hitler was afraid of shoes.
And I'm gonna tell this joke to every single guest we ever have on the podcast.
Don't do that.
And see if they laugh. Because Charlie does the same thing on the official podcast. He tells his board burgers joke.
That was him from like 6 years ago.
Well, the joke, I'm gonna tell you his joke and see if you laugh.
Okay, is it PG?
It is. It's way more PG than what I just said.
Okay, what is it?
So, he was driving down I-93, I'm pretty sure, you know.
As you do.
You know,
does everywhere just, like, have an I-93?
I think so. Or maybe it was I-94. I-93, I don't know. Either one. So, he was driving down there, and he, you know, it's a highway in Florida. It's a highway in Florida. And he saw a sign that said Boardwalk Burgers. And he turned to his girlfriend and he said, Boardwalk Burgers, more like board burgers, because those burgers aren't having any fun.
Shut up. That was the most unfunny joke.
And he genuinely thought that was the greatest joke he had ever come up with.
That's like a dad joke.
Until he told it to his friends, and then he realized it was an awful joke. So he has told it to every single guest.
A Has anyone laughed?
Yeah, he's gotten 2 laughs.
Really?
Yeah.
Are they, like, pity laughs, or, like, are they actual laughs?
One of them, I think, was.
Great.
So, yeah, just like Charlie, I'm going to be telling that joke to every guest on the podcast to see if they laugh.
I just picked something up with my foot.
Oh, Dan Schneider would be proud.
Okay, buddy.
News.
Oh, yeah, right.
I got some news.
What?
Wait, hold on. Can I predict? Is it about Fallout?
I'll add that because...
Hey, man, are you like a Fallout fan now?
A little bit.
Okay.
Better
than Fortnite.
So, there was a huge leak for Fortnite, and basically everything coming this year has been leaked.
Rick, I bet everyone wants to see that and totally doesn't want to be surprised at all.
Snoop Dogg's gonna be in it.
That's so awesome. Okay, cool.
Does it really matter, though? It's gonna be bad still.
I'm not surprised at any
of
this.
It's not gonna change the quality.
Because we have Peter Griffin in the game.
They also did show OG Chapter 2.
I thought you were going to say OJ Simpson.
That'd be cool. If the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Also, what they're doing Chapter 2?
Yep. In November.
I don't want to play that.
Neither do I.
Like, everyone, like, glazes the Chapter 2 map. I thought it was fine.
It was a perfect... The best map we've had since, though, so...
It's a fine map. Like, I don't
also stuff from Lego Fortnite and Rocket Racing have been leaked as well.
I think a lot of people care about those.
Chapter 3, 4, and 5's map are bad, so. 5's is tolerable.
I forgot what the map even was.
Same. It's just not
good. Which one?
I don't. All of them, dude. Besides the 1, 2, one. And the one that we're doing right now. I forgot them all, dude.
Let me just say that Chapter 3 was just a crewmate, but sideways.
That doesn't help.
That was basically what the Chapter 3 map looked like.
Great. Was that Alien? Aliens?
No, what? That was Chapter 2.
Was that the Alien? Oh, wait, no. Chapter 3 was Marvel, right?
Yep. In the first season.
Great.
And third.
Great.
I think, or four, I don't know.
In the third season, we had...
I liked the Atari LTM. That was cool.
In the third season of Chapter 3, we had Star Wars and Indiana Jones.
Oh, awesome. Great. What's the new Star Wars collab? Are they doing anything cool, or is it just...
No, it's worse. It's the worst one.
What are they doing? It's
Chewbacca and then a Leia reskin.
That is it?
And 2 new mythics, but they're not great.
What are the mythics?
It's the bowcaster and another gun.
Are we gonna get Leia's annoying ass shield?
Nope.
Oh.
We are also getting Star Wars jam tracks.
Okay, that's cool.
So you swore, buddy.
Oh, yeah, no, that's allowed.
Alright, I'll let it slide just this time.
That one's not awful.
Yeah, they did say...
I was talking about annoying donkeys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and also...
You know
when
Shrek's...
In the leak.
You know when Shrek tells Donkey to stop...
Yeah, he has to save his ass.
Yeah.
Isn't Donkey...
That was so funny.
And also, in the leak, there's going to be an update for LEGO Fortnite that's all Star Wars.
Okay, that's cool. Can we get a new Battlefront game?
No.
Oh, dude, the bowcaster is gonna be so annoying. It's gonna, like, explode, and it's gonna do, like, area damage, and it's gonna be really annoying.
Oh, so, like, Battlefront 2.
Yeah, it's gonna be Battlefront 2.
Any other news, Mega Man?
There are 2 for Fallout. After the show came out, there was a lot of... surges for the games.
Oh, season 2 has already been.
Yep, that's also one of the other news. Yep.
Oh, they're already working on season 2?
Yeah, they greenlit season 2.
I've only seen the first episode. It's faithful to the games.
Episode 2 is good.
Yep.
I've only seen episode 1 and 2, but it's good. I've never played Fallout, so I don't know if it's faithful or not.
I tried playing Fallout 4. It's not actually bad.
Why would it be bad?
I mean, it's the least good of them. Actually, wait, no, I can't say that. That's 76. Although apparently 76 is good now.
Where's 75?
Why is he called invincible if I can still see him? Where's the other
63? Was that funny?
No.
I said Mario 64. Where's the other 63? But her aim is getting better. Did you get that reference?
No.
It's the Gravity Falls.
I didn't watch Gravity Falls.
What?
What?
I've only seen like 2 episodes.
You need to watch Gravity Falls.
That's what people tell me.
Yeah, why haven't
but the
you
last time someone told me to watch a show was Steven Universe, and it didn't.
Okay, yeah, but Steven Universe is cringe.
Yeah. And the time the before that, it was Hazbin Hotel, so I don't really know if I should trust people.
Someone told you to watch Hazbin Hotel?
Yeah.
Who?
I don't remember. Someone told me, you know, you should watch Hazbin Hotel.
No.
And then you guys told us to watch Murder Drones. So, I, you know...
No, listen, Gravity Falls is actually really good.
Yeah, it is a really good
like,
show.
Rem, you need to believe, like, it's probably one of the best children's TV shows ever.
And probably the best show to watch during the summer.
Sure, dude. Yeah, but Rem, actually watch Gravity Falls.
Yeah, I'll watch it.
It isn't bad, like, at all. It is really good. When's Murder Drones Season 2? Is it already out?
It's not happening.
What?
Yeah, they're ending it after Season 1.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah, there's only one more episode. And we haven't seen 7.
Wait, so they're gonna clear up all of that in one episode? Yep. What?
Yeah, I hope you're ready.
How are they gonna do that?
They're not.
The episode's gonna have to be like 2 hours long.
Well, you two have...
No, wait, yeah, I didn't watch it. I mean, Mega Man didn't watch it.
Morty, alright, okay, final piece of information here. This one is a big one for me. Ubisoft finally acknowledged Rayman.
Ubisoft.
Hey. I don't care. Oh, it's actually Ubisoft? I'm not calling it Ubisoft, I'm calling it Ubisoft.
Okay, TikTokers party. I don't know.
So, Ubisoft finally acknowledged Rayman. They are doing a Rayman board game.
Wow.
That's the closest thing we're going to get to a Rayman game.
Ram, that extra $20 gave them that little kick that they needed.
It did. Because I bought
Wait Rayman a minute. Legends Rayman again. Was just in a show.
Yeah, he was. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I forgot about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, why did they make him like a drug addict?
Because cool. Edgy. I don't know. And he was in the Mario and Rabbids DLC, so
yeah, I forgot, because Rayman and
Rabbids.
Yeah.
I hate the Rabbids.
No,
I hate them.
No, watching. No,
I hate them. They replaced Rayman. They replaced Rayman.
But you have to watch the Rabbids show.
I don't care. You know why I love Rayman Raving Rabbids? Because he kills them.
Why does he kill them?
Because they kidnapped him. They forced him to fight in gladiatorial battles in these random mini games for fun.
Why'd they do that?
And they kidnapped Globox's kids.
Why did they do that?
Because they felt like it.
I love the Rabbids.
The Rabbids suck. Except
what?
Except when it comes to Mario and Rabbids, because that's a good game.
I don't,
what
Batman,
is wrong with you,
I don't
bro.
Think you understand.
I love the Rabbids.
I don't think you understand. No one likes the Rabbids.
I like the Rabbids.
I'm gonna hurt you.
I'm gonna
hurt you. They replaced my limbless boy Rayman. The reason we don't have Rayman 4, the reason there has not, they don't acknowledge Rayman anymore.
Why doesn't he have limbs?
It was originally an accident, but then they thought it looked cool.
Okay.
So they kept it.
Awesome.
We can also thank them for never being able to give us a Rayman plush because of that.
Guys, Rayman's in the ice.
It does look like he's in there, though.
Wait, why don't they just, like, put, like, pipe cleaners? Like really thin, like a really thin, like, metal rod to, like, connect his hand.
Don't give them ideas. They're not gonna listen.
Why don't they just do that?
Because it's too much effort. Okay.
It's one pull.
Okay. So, they're finally acknowledging Rayman.
Four pulls, actually.
Now, I'm gonna make a bet right now. Next year is Rayman's 30th anniversary.
Oh, wow.
If Ubisoft releases for the 30th anniversary a new game, a remaster, a remake, or a port,
I will eat
a Carolina Reaper.
You will?
Yes.
But Rem,
on the podcast,
Blizzard is too busy effing up Overwatch.
That's Blizzard.
You see what they
That's
did?
Blizzard.
You see what they
That's
did?
That's Blizzard.
Yeah, I know, but they're owned by the same people.
No, that's Activision Blizzard.
Whoops.
Yeah.
Okay, but did you see what happened with Overwatch?
Yeah.
They removed people being able to say swears.
I know, it's so stupid.
In the game that is rated teen.
So yeah, I will eat a Carolina Reaper. If they release next year for Rayman's 30th anniversary a new game, remaster, remake, or port. Which won't happen. Well, Neither of those things will happen.
Rem, I think your tongue is safe then.
Yeah, it's never gonna happen.
Alright, anyway, I'll see you all in the meme games. Goodbye.
Hello, and welcome to the meme games.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the meme games, the part of the show where you play games based on this episode and episodes before. Rem TGM, would you like to go into further depth?
So the meme games are the part of the show where we play games based on this episode and past episodes. We have a picker wheel that we call Meme or Wolf, a bunch of games that we can play on it, and whoever has the most points by the end of the season from these games wins the meme games.
Alright, spin that wheel, spin that wheel, spin that wheel, spin that wheel, spin that wheel.
Oh my god, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Mix, Meme, and Match.
How do you play?
So in Mix, Meme, and Match, what we must do is we need to combine two memes together to create the best meme, and whoever's the best meme wins the meme games. You get a point.
All right. So I have the picker wheel that we call the name wheel. That I'm going to be spinning. Let's see who goes first, second, and third in today's meme games. Let's do it. Logged into retirement. Rem, you'll be going first in today's meme games.
Alright.
They spinning again, so you go second. Imagine, like, getting logged into retirement. Like, imagine, Rob. Can you imagine that?
No, I couldn't.
Alright, I'll be going second in today's meme games. This means Megman will be going last, unfortunately. Is everyone ready?
Yes.
Alright, 3, 2, 1, go mix and match your memes.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I could never recreate this.
What?
I was making a joke. AI could never recreate this.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It probably could. I'll be honest with you.
Could recreate the MTGA podcast? Hello, my name is RemTGA, and I'm BCA. Welcome to Memes Throughout the Ages. I'm sick again. Can you guess what I'm doing?
I'm gonna hurt you if that's what I think you're doing.
All right.
Well, we're looking for.
If you guys didn't get the joke, I was reading the transcript.
Yeah. If you're while we're looking for our memes to combine here, I'm gonna explain something I edited out of the last episode. So last episode during the meme games, almost the entirety of the meme games, BCA was reading the transcript of one of the episodes, which was messed up by the AI that was recording what we were saying. Now, you see, the thing is, at one point in the episode, I get really mad at BCA and Super Mega Man 10, but you see, the thing is, they edited that out, so people didn't start saying, oh, is the meme team drifting apart? Is this the end of memes throughout the ages? Are they starting to get infuriated? Are they infuriated with the... I can't... I was about to swear.
Whoa.
Sorry. Excuse me. Potty mouth over here. Skibbity mouth. Is this the end? Is this the end of memes throughout the ages? Yeah. No. I edited it out so no one would think that.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure you guys are looking for a...
I have a pretty good one. Yeah, I have one too.
Hold on.
Guys, what if...
So we just have two memes and just mix them?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I have a really
good one. wait, hold on.
What was funny about that?
No, I was laughing at something in my head.
Oh, no, you weren't.
No, but I was.
Nope. Dude, looking at all these episodes, oh my god, there's so many dead memes. Like What? What are you laughing at?
I've got mine.
What?
Oh, yeah, I forgot, I'm first.
Wait, does What the F is a Kilometer not have a custom... Rem, did you forget to add... Wait, why does some of these not have...
It's probably not showing up, right?
Yeah, some of them don't...
I mean, wow. It has them, it just glitches sometimes.
Yeah, that's weird, okay.
Alright, I've got mine.
What are you laughing at?
Oh, you're good. Are you ready? Alright, does everyone have theirs?
Yes.
Alright, my meme is... Pharaoh's skibbity toilet.
Oh my god.
see the
were
joke.
Were you laughing because I was talking about the Pharaoh's curse?
What?
Are you laughing because I was just talking about the Pharaoh's curse?
Were you?
Yeah, I just said there's so many dead memes here, like the Pharaoh's curse.
Oh, I completely did not even pick up on you saying that. I was laughing at Pharaoh's skibbity toilet. So, you see, the joke here is the Pharaoh, it's Pharaoh's curse. Combined uh-huh. with skibbity toilet, but it's the Pharaoh's skibbity toilet.
Good one. Good one, Lola.
I'm giving that a mid-mid.
What are you giving that one, DCA?
Yeah, I'm giving that a mid-mid. That was the most obvious joke you could make.
Okay, but it was creative.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
Rem, you added word to skibbity toilet.
No, but it's the Pharaoh's skibbity toilet. It's not like Pharaoh skibbity toilet. It's the Pharaoh's skibbity toilet, implying that the Pharaoh owns a skibbity toilet.
I'm gonna mog you into retirement, buddy.
Okay, what's yours? Wait, is Mega Man next?
Bit.
No, the meme.
I'm next. Mine is, what if I was never book smart? I'm money smart.
That.
What is the what if from?
What if Vincey Pop wrote?
It's not very creative.
Yeah, I'm gonna give
that... Brother, you made a skibbity toilet.
Yeah, but the thing is...
I'm giving that a low mid.
Okay. You put it lower than skibbity toilet. I'm giving it a low mid, too, because I want skibbity toilet to be rated higher.
I know where you live.
Yeah, I know where you live, too.
No, you don't.
I do. I was just at your house 2 days ago.
No, you weren't.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Alright, anyway, Megan, what's yours?
Lola. So for my mixed meme, it's Logan Paul's 50k AMV Duke.
Wait, what?
AMV oh. What?
Dupe.
Okay.
Dupe. Dumb. Get it? Because it's Logan Paul. Is this verbal ace in Logan Paul?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. That's funny.
Those were good episodes.
It's not about the episode, buddy.
Hey, I was just reflecting on how those were good episodes.
It's not the toilet. It's the skibbity that matters.
It's not the size of the skibbity. It's the motion of the...
What?
The toilet. I don't know.
Wait, I have, like, a question. So, like, you know, like, when the skibbity toilet gets
shut flushed? Up. I don't even want to hear this question.
Is it still a skibbity toilet?
C-A. Even shut up.
It's like, what's in it? Like, the skibbity? Can the toilet be skibbity-less? And still up. Be a skibbity toilet?
Shut up, PCA.
This is a genuine question.
PCA, shut up.
What do you think?
Oh my god,
is it still a skibbity toilet?
Shut up!
You're really asking the hard-hitting questions here.
I'm curious.
Shut up!
Does the cougar post...
Can the fog boom please, like, clarify?
Please shut up!
I need skibbity toilet 74.
No, you don't! Just shut up!
Anyway, I'm gonna give yours a mid...
I'm gonna give it a mid-mid as well.
Which means Rem and Mega Man get a point for this episode. See you all. We'll see you all in Criticism Castle. Goodbye. And welcome to the welcome to Criticism Castle, a point show where we read reviews from you guys all the way down under in the review section below. Rip TGM, what are our reviews for today?
All right, so as always, we have a A, B, and C.
B. Yes. You for CBD. Yeah.
Like
skibbity.
Alright.
Toilet. Can you just shut up?
This review.
But toilet.
This. Shut up. This review entails. Can you guys. Well, Jesus. This meme is. Wow. Oh my god. This review is titled, "Can You Guys Do This Meme?" And it entails, "Do Chippy Choppa Cat."
Hey, Rem!
It has a lot of cool history. You should do that one. Mewing emoji. Both of the mewing emojis. Wait.
The quiet one and the deaf person.
Yeah. And this is coming in from D's Nuts. Peanut emoji, peanut emoji. Beans emoji, peanut emoji.
Rem, don't you love Chippy Chippy Chappa Chappa?
Oh, yeah.
Don't you love it?
Oh, absolutely.
Chippy Chippy Chappa Chappa. Doobie Doobie Dabba Dabba. Something, something, something.
I mean, if I'm not listening to that 24/7, it's not me.
Chippy Chippy Chappa Chappa Doobie.
I love that one so much.
Rem, don't you really like this meme?
I absolutely do.
Is this a 5-star review?
It is a 5-star review, and you know what I'm thinking? I think that we should do that meme, but for every episode going forward.
Every single episode's Chippy Chippy Chappa Chappa.
That would be so cool.
Just copy and paste.
Yeah.
We would never have to do anything again.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw this ad for an AI that does, like, everything. It's like, do you hate recording your content? Do you hate uploading and editing your content? Why are you making content?
Do you hate actually doing anything?
Do you hate doing work?
Do you hate doing anything?
Do you hate skibbity toilet?
Yes.
No.
Alright, that's the review.
Thank you so much, D's Nuts, for the 5-star review. If you want to be in Criticism Castle next time, make sure to leave your review. 5-star or not, doesn't matter. You just want to hear your criticism, like name applies. Anyway, I've been BCA.
I've been Super Mega Man 10.
And I'm Rem TGM.
And thank you all for listening to another episode of Meme Strategies. See you all later. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Watch Fallout. Yeah, it's a really good show. Watch it.
Yeah, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye. I hate the rabbits. Stupid rabbits. Rayman better.